I found peace. We as a whole have failed to realize that the superficial materials that we have come to idolize have become the advancing catalyst of our own downfall. We have ill-mindedly given our lives to the products that bring our morals asunder, as we obliviously hand our degraded lives to the manufacturers of these items that knowingly undermine the very ethics of the human race. We fuel the fire that is consistently leading us to committing the ultimate taboo. The dreams we once inspired to live become non-existent as the cycle of life becomes nothing more than day-to-day drone of destroying what once was human. The human life has become worth less than that of an animal. We have become unable to trust. Those we trust who have conscientious aphorism have been undermined by those in pursuit of the ideas that were once deemed sinful. The propaganda bailouts of these trusted organizations are just that, propaganda, otherwise known as empty promises. We are being retained in a debilitated state without power, without voice. We cannot repudiate the ideas that were once considered taboo to be deemed normal. The things that were once sacred or equivocal have suddenly become overwritten with slander of the people who long for corruption. We have been taught what is equitable, but over time, we have disregarded those doctrines in pursuit of things that were once shunned. Space, time, what are these entities? Can we even call them entities? We tend to see these entities as separate planes of our knowledge, but through proper insight and inner reflection, space and time could work together in a circular pattern. How can we even include the word "and" with this notion? If they are to be united, do their definitions cease validity? With this concept, space and time do not exist. They are only perceptions of measurement for our minds to function in patterns. Time, space. For too long, these overseers have shunned us to the back burner of our society. The ones kings who have given themselves the divine right to rule without our consent? Will they expect us to idly watch like sheep, not causing any trouble and letting them do as they please? Will I say no more? For too long we have watched our families and kindred be pulled down by their power with an excuse to turn us against one another for their own well-being. For too long they have fed themselves while we laid here and starved. Little did they know they were feeding the fire that burns in our hearts today. As we stand here, unmoved and unwilling to compromise, today we take our stand for justice, for fairness, and for equality to all. Today we fight for freedom, and no one will go unaccounted for. Now who's with me? Person had emerged from me. I could see myself in a perspective that I've never seen before. No inhibitions, no worries. For the first time, I felt like I knew where I belonged and nothing could stop me from being there. Nothing and yet everything felt real. The world was underneath me, around me, above me. I could see everything and everything could see me. I found peace. Peace.